Okay, we're holding today on Daf Chof Tes. And we have just finished the various limudim that mukta is osur min ha-Torah ligavoa, something set aside for Avodah Zarah. And we have not seen any equivalent mocker to an isur for heder. It's only in gavoa, like everything else in the Mishnah. We got up to one quarter of the way down. Omar Rava Baravada Omar Yitzchak in Mukta Asr Ella Ad Sheye Abdu. Now, the lashon that we have here is Rashi's lashon as well. Mukta is only Asr until such a point where the animal is used. And he likes this lashon, and he understands it to mean that once the priests have shown that the donation to the church is not really going to be offered to the Getchka itself, but, you know, they're going to basically make use of it themselves. This is often they want to do. And so they take this big donation, and yes, we're going to present it as a sacrifice, and it's a good supper. I mean, you know, these guys know where their bread is bought, you know what the story is. So once we see them using the animal that was given as a carbon, that was set aside as a carbon, they're using it in their fields, okay, fine. So then that's mavata the yisamutza. And that's our Moshe Ela Adam, only until such point that it would be used for other purposes.
So
they
use or not use?
No. What do you mean? I thought it was going to be a carbon. I set aside for carbon, but they're priests, they know what it's really for, and they used it for their field. So then it's no longer mutza. Whatever, for their own personal use. Not for the getcha.
They were mocking her and all this kind of stuff? I thought they didn't take it so seriously.
That's exactly it. So they're like the Gaboyim by the Chassidish Rebbein.
Oxen are part of this brick one money.
That's right. Okay, so the other Lashon, which Rashi says he's seen, but he was not Makabal that Lashon, is that it's only usur once such an event happens, meaning once they use it for something associated with the church. But then he said that Lashon Ela'ad doesn't make any sense. Let's say Ela, only until such point that is what Ela'ad means. But then the other way, says he said Ad, not Ela'ad. So therefore he likes the Lashon as we have it. Once it's used for another purpose, it's no longer considered to be Avodah Zarah. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Shiyimseru L'Chomrei Ovodat Kochavim. That, so he's saying, again, if it's our gears, it should say Ela'ad, which the Shita changes, until it's only us, or until such time as it's given over to the Komarim, meaning not for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, but rather given to them for their evening meal or something. So at that point, it's no longer considered to be mukta. So there's a guy who says, I'm going to bring this to the church. And then he ends up basically giving it to the Komarim. So over there it's Zakat
Hazir. What's the transition from the
priest?
So that takes it off of the Avodah Zarah?
No, it was never Avodah Zarah. It was mukta. It was set aside for Avodah Zarah, which we said we have a post to tell me that for the Mizbeah, Fred Asus. So over here that is just taken.
Mizbeah, so it comes off.
Comes off, yeah. And then if in the end you buy it back, and so on, it can be brought for the Mizbeah. Baha Amar of Yochanan. Now, Baha is the name of a Talmud Chacham who only shows up here. Some have the Gersa Ba'ata. But Baha says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Achi Achilu Karshine Avodat Kochavim, that it's usur only until such a point that they, or if the Gersa is the way we have it over here, of course, we'd have to go back to the other chapter. But if it's Ela Baha, which is again, the gear says it's changed. So then it's only Usur until such a point that they start fattening it up for the priests. Once they do that, they're not going to bring it for Avodah Zarah anymore, because that'd be a waste of good food. So that means that they, in other words, if they care enough about it to fatten it, it means that they won't have a good meal. Now, this Baha, Amale Rabbi Abba Le Baha, so Rabbi Abba speaks to Baha, so he really is a person. He speaks to him and say to him, Maflegito Atan Adu Ula, Are you arguing on Ula's quote of Rabbi Yochanan, who says when it's handed over to the Komarim, to the priests, at that point it becomes mutter? Or Marley? And he said, no. Ula Nami, when Ula said hand it over, he didn't just mean hand it over. You hand it over to them, how do you know what they're going to use it for? He meant hand it over for themselves. In other words, to shofar, like Ashinavon is Kechavim. He means hand it over for their use. That they're now pouring out the best feed for it, which they certainly wouldn't waste on the idol. Omra Baba, I'll be darned. Yada Baba Shnei Shemaitza, look at this. Little old Baha finally figured out how to learn a little bit. I'll tell you one thing. You know, this other clause, if he hadn't come to Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have known a thing his whole life. It was Eretz Yisrael Gormalei. It was the move to Eretz Yisrael that turned him into a Talmud Chacham. He never knew anything when he was back in the old country. Omalei Rav Yitzchak says Rav Yitzchak, it's not true. Baha mikana mikana avi. Baha was there and there. It's interesting because that's what Baha means. The way it is. Maybe he was like you know that movie Being There. They gave him a nickname Baha. Tony, now they should say Tony, because the did Tony has nothing to do with the, it's not a riot of a ha at all. Tony Rav Chananya Atarito, Kamed Rav Yochanan, Ein Mukta Asur, Ela Achi Asur Bo Maaseh. Meaning what? Hu Tony Lavu Omar. He said those words, that Mukta is only Asur until such point as an act is done. And he means, when I say an act, what kind of act do I mean? Achi Egazez Veye Abdubo. Until they use it now for commercial purposes. They start shearing its wool, and they're making sweaters, and they use it to work in the field. I mean, then obviously there's no intention of using this thing for actual avodah zarah. Then we go on and we say, okay, so once again, this is another example. Something that is neva, that is a bal chai, does not become osur for a hedyot, only becomes osur legavoa. I mean, not immediately. How do we know? It's a very, the language of this sugya is a bit confusing, and it's taking an awful lot for granted, the way the Rishonim learn it. But this is the way basically Rashi and Tosfos agree. I mean, not immediately. How do we know that this iser of ne'evad on a bal chai does not apply to a hedyot as well? In other words, maybe this should be an iser that is chal both on gavoa and on the hedyot. Omrav Papa, no. The Omakromi Mashke Yisrael, Minamutar Yisrael. The Torah says in general that those things that are not allowed to be eaten by a regular Jew cannot be brought to the Mizbeach. Because we find that in Yecheskel, when he's describing the third Beit HaMikdash, so he talks about the korbanot that will be brought me Mashke Yisrael, from those things that are suitable for a Yisrael to drink. Those that are in the Sakhid that will bring. In other words, anything that's not kosher, for whatever reason, is not kosher to Mizbeach. So it has to be Minamutu Yisrael. Therefore, Yisal Gadayta Chasiri Lehediot, if you hold that the Isra over here of Ne'evad, where it was worshipped, would be something that would be chal even on a Hediot, and not only on the Mizbeach, but on a regular person, Loma Likro Lamatino Migavoa. Why would we need the pasuk? Meaning, why would we place the iser in the context of korbanos particularly, which is the mina bakar, mina beimah, mina bakar? Basically, what we should have done is we should have written, the Torah would have given us this iser in the context of the overall isurim of avodas kechavim, that anything that's nevad is aser, and memela I would know, since it says mimashkei Yisrael, I now know that it's also for the mizbeach. If it's put dafka in terms of the Mizbeach, it must mean that it's only the Mizbeach that it's also to, and not to the Hedyot. Now wait, are you trying to say that kol eichad asir lehedyot lo bo yikra? Well, when something is usher for a regular person, I no longer need a pasuk to tell me that it's usher for the Mizbeach? Well, what about a treifa? You're not allowed to eat a treifa, an animal that has something wrong with one of its organs. Over there it's usher lehedyot. And yet we do find that the Torah was miyaked a special pasuk to asur it for the Beit HaMikdash. Umiyate kron di gavoa detanya, kishuhu omer, min habakar lamata she'im tamud lomar. Again, the Torah repeats, im ola korbano min habakar. I mean, we already said in the opening that the Adam ki akriv min habakar. What are we repeating it for again now in the Surah Vayelah? She'im tamud lomar, there's no purpose in that. The only reason the Torah says min habakar is lo tiyat ha-trefa. Why don't we simply say, what do you mean? What do I need a pasuk to tell me lo tiyat ha-trefa? Even I'm not allowed to eat a trefa. Kosher came to Mizbeach is not allowed to have from a trefa. So l'chayra, it's no longer an answer. If I see that I need by trefa a pasuk for the Mizbeach, and I don't make the argument over there that it doesn't apply to a head yod. Obviously, it's a fair as a pasuk. It does apply to a head. So maybe the same thing is true over here. That the Torah says that nevad is usher. So who says it's only usher for the mizbeah? Maybe it's usher b'chlal. The answer is the Gemara, no. It's true. There by trefa, I do need an extra pasuk to tell me the mizbeah can't use a trefa. Why? Because salka date chamina. Because look, I understand that in a case where it was already a trefa school, now it's usher for me, for anybody. So over there, it's clear that, okay, I can't go now and bring it to the Mizbeach. But how about if it was already a behemah of Kodesh? And I was Magdish, it already had Kedushas HaGuf. Now it becomes a trefa. So Nizkacha v'achakach nitrefa. I mean, how do I know that it would be in that case that there's a chalos din of trefa on it? Therefore, comes along, maybe the kedusha already was chal on it. So once kedusha is chal, we have the same distinction, legabi balmum, if ikti mumay lekegdesha, or ikti negdesha, whether imala teiret, and so on and so forth. So maybe over here too, therefore comes along the posik to tell me that no, it's usur legavoa. I mean, that I also know. Remember, we had already a number of times, we learned that out of Meiser. That the only time that we have a Meiser that can be brought is if it can walk. But if it can't walk, meaning, let's say it was Nechtach HaRaglerim and Arkuva L'mala, so it can't go by itself, that's proper trefa, Sheino Overas. That trefa, which cannot walk, I mean, we learn out from there, and that it can't be brought. So I understand. So I know that already. There was a Navav Tub circuit. I have the Mashki Yisrael pasuk and have this pasuk. Why do I need three psukim to tell me the Mina Bakar Lamata? I didn't understand that. No, Ahunami Yitzrich. No, you see, there's also a third distinction for which I require a third pasuk. Because there's a nafkamina between a congenital defect and between a defect that's chal later on. Pshat over there is that it was born, nolda trefa mime'ima, it was born as a trefa, and so there the Torah would be telling me that you can't use it. How about in a place where it was born without any trefas? V'yatzat lavir olam. And now, it's already chai, and it's fine. V'yachakach nitrefa. Then it becomes a treif. So I need to know there also. Maybe in that case, tishtere legavoa, maybe only something congenital would be also legavoa, kamashma, and therefore, I now need three psukim. So in other words, Mashki Yisrael would only have told me where it's similar to things that are innately not kosher, like Mashki Yisrael. What is something that you can't eat because of Mashki Yisrael? Wine that was grown like the Nesoka. Which kind of drink is also to eat? Also to drink, that I can't bring it on the Mizbeach. It's Orla, it's Kalaya Kerem, it was grown of grapes that were mixed seeds, right? Those are things that are congenital, so to speak, by definition. The grape grew in a state of Isser. So it would say Mashki Yisrael, I would say, okay, something that was born in the state of Isser, is also the Gavoa. If something happened to it afterwards, how do I know it's also the Gavoa? So that I also need to know now a pasuk. Now I come along and I have another pasuk. Okay, fine. That's how about if he gdisha v'acharka nidrufa. First it became kadosh, and then I was matrifa. So as I need all three tzukim to tell me these three separate halachas. Mashenkin over here. Now the mashenkin over here is not clear. What's the mashenkin over here? Maybe I need over here also nevad, where I was first magdashit and then it was nevad. Or it was nevad and then I was magdashit. I mean, why are we saying mashenkin? Mashenkin over here what? So why over here also would you say? You bring me a riot from Mashbi Yisrael, and that there, if it would have meant that it was an Isra Hedyot, it should have said it in the parsha of a Hedyot. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe it wants to tell me, even in a case where it's Huktasha first, and then Nevda. So how do I know that here we don't say the same thing? I first made it tell you following, or should, don't just wave your hand when you need a translation of some kind.
It's like every sixth word there was Hebrew, so you said
he's constantly on my case, but I assume that you know more than he assumes you know. So
Mark does a good job.
He does a good job. All right. So I mean, so the question is, why over here don't we also need that? So I mean, the truth is, Tesis brings that there's another pasuk that we don't discuss over here. We discuss in Nida. And the Gemara is taking for granted we have a case of Higdisho V'acharkach Nevad. But even over there, Im Ola Tere, which is of course the issue that we want to approve over here. And okay, so the Gemara is basically taking that for granted over here.
So it's Ola in this case of the
Tere? Would be Yoreid.
Yoreid and it's Chulin or what?
No. What do you mean Chulin? There's always a kind of Kedusha of Kedusha Saguf, of Kedusha Domi. No, I mean that's dependent on whether Pedro is a kosher black even in the club. You can't be Marco kosher to kill it.
It was
Came so, down. According to the man the Amar who holds that ain't Pedro is a kosher black even in the club. There's nothing to do. You have to just be, you have to basically bury it. It's useless.
So, the Holy Commissioner.
Ezehu Etznan. The next case that we had in the list was the Etznan. Etznan is a harlot's hire. So the case would be, Ha'omer lezona, you tell a whore, Holech tle ze bischarech, take this tle. Interesting, huh? Because, of course, this is the classic Yehuda situation. It's the only time we have an example of somebody gave a tleh. We're going to get more into the detail. But you give her a young sheep, and keep it for your schar. Even if you give her 100, all those 100 animals would not be able to be used for the mizbeach. Kulam asur.
So maybe sheep or goat, or specifically one or the other?
I think young ones are the same. We used a lot of kids for both.
You designate, you say, one of those sheep.
We're going to get into that. The level of designation is obvious, otherwise, what's the finish of the mayor? That's tomorrow we'll discuss it. V'chein. The V'chein is not such a good girsa, and many take out the word V'chein. Ha'om le'chavero, you want to make a deal with your friend to give your slave some joy, so you want to buy him a night with a woman. You buy this person's shifta for a night. So in other words, you hire your friend who has a woman, shifta knanit, and you pay him to have her sleep with your eved. Okay? Now the question is that considered to be an etnan zonah? Remember, it's not sex that is the problem, it's the zonah that's a problem. The question over here is, that Eved is mutter to sleep with a shifcha, and therefore this is simply payment for sex, which the Torah was never makbid on. The Torah was only makbid on payment for illicit sex. But that shouldn't be put on the mizbeah.
So that has
nothing to do with having children. So now the shaila is, whether that's considered to be herlich tlezev etolin shifchatcha etzel avdi, take this tle and have your shifcha sleep with my eved. So here we have a machlokes. A Rebbe Omer Eino Etznan, a Chachamim Omrim Etznan. And we'll see the issue over here revolves around the question of whether there is some, there's two possibilities, whether there's some Isser involved in a case where the Eved that you have was an Eved that was Usser in a Shifcha because he didn't have his own children, an Eved Hebrew. If he didn't have his own children, then he's not supposed to be using a Shifcha. He's supposed to be paying attention on his own reproduction. Shenken over here, he's wasting his peres with this Shifcha, it's not Mesiaches, it's Achara. The question over here is whether that's considered to be illicit. And the other way of learning it is the question is something that is in your hands to make it licit, whether it's illicit. But we'll see, we'll get to that later, maybe probably tomorrow. Omar Ma, you say in the Mishnah, Afilu Hein Me'ah, Kulon Asriv, there's 100. I mean, what's the difference? How many there are, I understand? Whatever you pay her, you pay her. I mean, what's it our business? Zechidami, Elan to the Shokla Agra Me'ah Behemoth. I mean, if her price is 100 behemoths, so then you paid her her price. So then she did a kuli asuri, malikad mali mei, I understand. Obviously, then that's her price, and they're all asur. Lo tzricha the shokla agra choda. Point over here is her price officially is one animal, but you really like this girl. V'yayiv la mea, you give her 100. That's quite a tip. The kulu mikayach estam ka'asi, the chiddush over here is that in giving an increased payment, since it's given along with the official payment, so it's considered to be not a gift, but rather a tip added to the actual schar, and then the mele it would be the estam. Now, we'll see that it's only possible to say this if he told her that I'm giving you more than you could ever desire. In other words, because otherwise it's really just a gift. I mean, you want to give somebody a gift, a tip, it's a gift.
So if you gave her one and said, here's your one, and here's a 99 sheet.
That then it wouldn't ask me. Turn around on it. Natan lavalo ba'aleh. Now we have a very strange pricing. Somebody pays his price, but he never consummates the deal. This is literally consummates the deal, right? Baalea, or actually sleeps with her, but he doesn't pay her.
It was one in 99, as he mentioned, there might be another problem of what the chanin, panaskin of avoid, if she's a shikta.
A shikta might not be esnan.
That's a definite sentence.
We'll discuss all
that. Shikta kanan is, might be.
We'll discuss this on another base. So, or he didn't pay her. So then it's mutter. And what's mutter? He never paid.
Now,
obviously, we gotta figure out what's going on over here. Natan la v'lo ba'al. I understand. A guy pays and then he never does anything. You call that an esnan? I mean, that's not even an esnan. And I don't understand the other case. He sleeps with her but hasn't given her anything. So then, my yarba, what did he give her that we're wondering if it can be brought to Mizbeach? But the phantom of the Mizbeach, you're questioning whether that's mutter or usher. No, l'hochi katani. Obviously, what the bride is really talking about is natan la, if first he gave her the tle, the achakach ba'ala, and then later he slept with her. Or ba'ala, he sleeps with her, and then afterwards gives her a tnan, it's mut. So in other words, it has to be the agreed upon price. Well, let's see what this means. Ask the Gemara, we'll see. Ask Gemara of Aleichel Allah Esel Mafre, I understand. He gave her now the Tlech. He then goes and he sleeps with her. So I don't understand. So when he sleeps with her, it's now considered to be an Esel. Because, I mean, he was paying for the services and he got the services. So wherever it is, this Tlech, it now becomes Usser's and Esnan. I mean, I just say, how can you say that it's mutter in such a case? Leichel alei etznan lemafreya. Why doesn't it now retroactively turn into an official etznan? Omar Rabbi Elazar, obviously the case has got to be, shekadma v'ikrivato. What happened is that she went ahead before he sleeps with her, and she brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. And now the question is, okay, since now when I checked it, it was before the time that it had the Chalos Din of Esnan, so then we're saying over there, it would be Mut. Wait a second. What's the case? Epidom. Inema de Aknen the Alali Altar. If he gave it to her, and he gave it to her for payment, so then, if he gave it to her now, and he said, "You, this is yours," so I understand. So obviously, he hadn't slept with her. With a gift, you're telling me my intention. Nobody gives a gift thumb. I'm giving you this, but I'm buying the rights to sleep with you. But I haven't slept with you. But you're claiming it right now. No, you're claiming it now. So Lamai said, if he gives it to her, he decides that he's not in the mood. That's his problem. It's not my problem. You paid your money. Okay, bye. Next time you'll pay your money again. But you certainly don't expect me to give you a rain check. So Mamela, there it's obvious that it's cheated a mother. The Akan no Bala, I understand. I mean, if there was nothing that defined it as an Esan, he didn't sleep with her. So you told me the intention of an Esan, how to turn never
asked.
She
doesn't have a rain check on this? We have a later point.
Sorry, Moshe Bar. The Ella, the Omar law. Lo niknilech ad sha'at biyah. And on the other hand, if he told her, look, I'm giving this to you now, assuming that your services are satisfactory, so then she can't be makrivit. We mustn't makriv one. And then how could she bring it? It's not hers. Because she wasn't, he's telling her, I'm giving it to you to hold, but if, I'm going to take it back if it turns out that I don't use your services. So then it says, ish ki agdish es beso kodesh la'shem amrachbanah. You want to be marked as your house, it has to be brishuto. That's the point of real estate. Your house is never hidden. It's either there or it isn't there. So I've called brishuto. Whatever it is that you're going to be marked to Hashem, has to be in your possession at the time. Since over here she does not have possession yet. Right? It's basically now in escrow, so to speak, until such time as she delivers. So until then, it's not considered to be an Esnan. It's actually be hers. So how could she be Makdishit? You're right. The Chiddush over here would only be like this. He clearly makes it related to sleeping with her. Because he doesn't just give it to her and say, okay, well, you know, I understand that we're going to have a night together. It's more than that. He says to her like this, Lo miknaya lach ad sha'adbiya. He says, look, I'm giving you this, it'll become yours after I utilize your services. But look, you know, imatzrich lech, if you really need to use the money badly, I'm a good guy, you can use it now. Nikni lech miachshav. So over there, he's making it dependent initially in her services, defines it as an esna. Because he didn't just give it to her and say, I understand that we'll have a night together. But since Lamaisa, he says, if you need it, you could be kind of it now. So therefore, she can be Makdashit. So it's saying over here, if she was Makdashit, was Makrivit, and only subsequently she sleeps with him, since at that time it didn't have a din of Esna, because there was no sexual event, and therefore there was nothing that the Torah was Makbit on. So Mamela, at that point, it's kosher. Boy Rav Oshia. What would be the din if she wasn't makrivit? She just was makdishit. She said, this should be my carbon oil. The carbon I think she should say, no. No, what's your question? Analyze Rebbe Elazar's words. What did Rebbe Elazar say? Kadma v'hikrivato. Didn't he say very clearly, she went ahead and she was makrivit. So he meant that word. Didn't he? I mean, if it would have been enough, I don't have. It would have been enough just to be Magdashit. Why does it say that she was Makrivit? I mean, it's a much bigger Kiddush to say. Ikdishato. So Ikrivato, Hidalas Vishazbiya. It's only if she had already been Makrivit over there, it's no longer extant as a Tlet, Vishazbiya. Aval Ikdishato. But clearly he needs to apply, if she only had given it for the carbon but hadn't used it, it would have been prohibited.
How could the Kohanim ever accept a carbon from his own
Don't tell me you're into the New Testament. Oh, I'm so sorry. All right, we'll clean up after this.
No, that was a possible. Wouldn't it always be suspect? As a...
Oh, you mean we suspect her of it being an Eston? Well, I don't know. I mean, that could be that we would need proof that it wasn't an Eston.
She says, he gave it to me before and I didn't have to.
She still has it. I mean, she has a Fetchus Kashus without a Mizbeach. I mean, the Jews are not going to. Listen, none of us violate the law of saying Kriyat Shema Bismana or something. I mean, you do some one thing wrong, it doesn't mean you do everything wrong. Who's going to throw the first stone, huh?
That's the magazine.
A big A on her.
That's the magazine going to throw the first stone.
Right.
That's the magazine, May 2004.
Yeah.
Orthodox gays and lesbians.
Orthodox gays and lesbians. Does that have something to do with our subject?
The show me Torah mitzvahs, but they are.
How is that? You need a Hadassah magazine to know that people are sharing on to me. I don't have 500 sugyas in the Gemara, but Mumin the Dovrecha, Mumin the Vanspin, what the? What's the pshat? Don't you understand there's something wrong with this? There's something Christian, obsessive, since it has something to do with sex already. It's Hadassah magazine, it's all new issue, it's a modern idea. Baruch Hashem, I have a Torah. I have a Gemara. I don't need a Hadassah magazine. It's an artificial issue that nobody ever thought of before. Whatever is here is real. Whatever is, it isn't. There's no such thing as a gay. It was never mentioned. There's no such thing as a lesbian. It was never mentioned. It simply is a hanhaga, and that's all there is to it. Like everything else in the Torah, there's 613 mitzvahs, innumerable issues. Some of them have to do with eating, and some of them have to do with sex, and some of them have to do with going to the bathroom, some of them have to do with kavanah, and some of them, they're all basically the same.
So
I don't know of these new issues.
If Rebbe's done with Hadassah magazine,
you could keep it.
You
could even take the Jewish observer.
So are we saying that if she gave it before the sexual act was done, you could be shut as a and then the sexual act was done, it gets returned? I mean, what's in this sort of state before anything was done? She gives a
Peshat Kaya
Hashem.
This is what we're talking about, isn't it? That's
the case. I thought we were sort of done with that and gone on, and I was trying to make sure I, because I got lost.
Okay, well, don't be lost. This is where we're holding. So we're being medayik now from Rabbi Elazar. That only if she'd actually brought it to the Mizbeach, but if she was only Magdishit, then it would be kosher, no? No. You're right that that's what he says, but I'm not sure why he says it. He gufakom ibayle. I'm not sure whether Rabbi Elazar was just being clear about what he knew. So in other words, he's saying, look, if she was Magrivit, for sure it's 100% kosher. And I certainly would not say Malatere or anything like that. That's, but I'm not 100% sure whether that's the only case. Maybe he krivato v'alese b'shas bia mutter, but maybe if I had said he b'shada wouldn't have been enough. That's why I said he krivato, but he k'disha b'shas bia aser. But I'm not sure of that. It could be, in other words, Rabbi Elazar himself could be misupak. And that's what I'm asking. I'm asking, did Rabbi Elazar say this as an absolute, or did Rabbi Elazar say just the rachmas of the milsa to make things clear? Look, ikrivato for sure, let's not even discuss. Ikrivato, that's an open question. Maybe, indeed, Odilma, maybe since it says in the Mishnah, amiratola gavoa kemisiratola hediot, that when you give something to Hegdesh, it's basically now, even just saying, harei zeh kodesh, this should be an oilah. It's as if it was out of your rishus and belongs to somebody else now. And therefore, it's as if you handed it over. So maybe even Hikdishato would be mutter. Because the Hagdasha itself is like the actual presentation. V'koshikin Hikrivato. I'm not sure. Take it. Indeed, the question stands. Bo'aleh v'achakach natan la'etnana. If he sleeps with her and then gives her an etnan, then it's mutter. How can that be? But that's what you just said. But Tanya, doesn't it say in a b'risa Baalel, if he sleeps with her and he gives her even 12 months later, Achnemus Achodesh, if he pays her, it's not, it's Asur. What's the difference? I mean, who cares if time passes? obviously it's a different case. If he says, okay, so then that tle is awesome. If he says he ba'ali li b'tle, stam, which is the question you raised earlier, he said, just, I will give you a tle. So I give you a tle, so then enochinami, a tle, it has to be, somehow or other, have to be miyachesed to the action. Oh, that's exactly, we're getting closer and closer to the story of Yehuda and Tamar, as we'll see. When you say, wait a second, you say tlezeh, I mean, who cares what you say? Lamaisa, was it not mechusar mishicha? I mean, even if you pointed it out, so who cares if you pointed it out? I mean, there's no kinyan on it just because you pointed it out, these things. Doesn't it require an act of acquisition where you're going to draw it into your rishus? No, it's talking about over here, a zonah who is a goy. She's an Ovedet Kochavim. An Ovedet Kochavim is not Kone B'mishicha, the Takana, that you have to actually acquire through the physical act of picking it up and bringing it into your Rishus, is only for Jews. So since she's not Jewish, it becomes now an Etnan, even though he hadn't actually handed it to her physically, but he pointed to it, that's enough, Tlezeh, and once the act is consummated, it's hers. Or, you know what he might say, Ma'afil b'zona Yisraelit? Maybe it is talking about a Jewish girl. Kegon dekoy b'chatzera? It's talking about that it was in her rishut, it was in her yard. So Mamela, her chatzera, would then be kona it for her. And then that would be sufficient. I don't get it. If that's the case, sin ha'yavila mi'ikara. I thought the case was over here. That he firstly with her, you said, and then sometime later gives her a tle. Now you've worked out a case that the tle was in her rishos, or he said that this tle, she's a goyah, this tle will be yours as soon as you service me. So then, then it's not a case of sleeping with her and then paying her. It was there at the time, it was paid. I mean, you can't get a more immediate payment than that. I already put it into your garage. How much more do you want? So this can't be the case. No, the case was, and here we really get to Yehuda V'Tamar, the case was the Shavuot Apot. He gives her this tle, basically, as a mortgage. In other words, he says, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to be paying you in cash. But im ad yom ploni yavin elachazur zimutav. So if I pay you up in cash by such and such a time, then you return my tle to me. The imlav, but if I don't show up with the cash, then you can keep the tle. Amazing, huh? Tle betanech. So then this tle is yours. Yeah. Omer Rav, echad etnan zachar, ve'echad etnan kol ha'arayot asur. Any type of etnan is asur. It doesn't matter whether you pay a male for services, meaning a male pays a male for services, or you pay a woman. You pay your mother, whatever, any of the arayot are us. The only thing that would not be included in Esnan is Ishto Nida. If his wife is a Nida, that's not called a Zona. My time is Zonachtiv. And over here, it's not the relationship that is the Znut. It's basically as if something external prohibits this woman at this point, but that's not really a sexual issue of Znut. And Mamela, that's not included in the Torah's Hakpot of Znut. That's an Avera, that you shouldn't be sleeping with your own wife. Clearly, your own wife is not a Zona.
So did we just say the fact that he's going to get lashes or going to get killed?
No, we didn't say that. You said that. We'll see that in the Gemara, whether that's the issue soon. Well, Levi Amar, Afilo Ishto Nida. Levi says, even if it's his wife is a Nida, because, look, the Parsha of Arayot, after it talks about all of the Arayot, which includes the Nida in the Parsha of Arayot, it says Mikol HaToevot. So it calls all of the Arayot, including the Nida, a Toeva. Now, the question is, by Etznan, it says Ki Toavat Hashem, also calls it a Toeva. So that means that we're looking here for the Toeva value. The Toeva value of the Nida is also a Toevav Arayot, because it was included in the list of Toevot. You know, all these guys are going out against homosexuals with Toevot, they're all boiling nidas, you know, with that. That's double fashion. I mean, that's Heter Gomer, you know. But this is the real problem in the world. We got to go out and get the lesbians, and they're not even doing an Isser. Right, maybe, okay, could be a place, you know, a place in Mitzrayim, but certainly not called a... The Derek Mamesh Matir called a Barasser, L'chadchila, but that they're worried about. It's astonishing where your system of values doesn't come from the Derek. You have no idea what you're talking about. Whatever strikes you, gee, that's terrible. Either Terra doesn't think it's terrible, yeah, but who knows better, me or God? So those are the real issues. Adasa magazines, lesbian Orthodox. Right. Burns me, man.
That's the sound like
shit. You're right, I better grill it. Okay, so therefore, over here, this is also included in the list of Toivot. Wait a minute, Levi, but it says Zonah. I mean, it clarifies. It's non-Zonah. You can't just, since ex post facto, it says Toivat Hashem, therefore it's going to define the Zonah as being something different. No. That means a zonah, the lo zoneh. Point over there is that a woman who pays a man for, what's gigolo, what's it called? Gigolo. Okay. So a gigolo is able to bring his tleh for a korban. But that has nothing to do with the dinner of Zonah as opposed to Nida. V'Rav, so how does Rav know that? Rav, he is Zonah v'lo Zonemi no. Like, where does he learn out that there's no din of Etnan on a male, meaning for the male services to a woman? He said that, not blame it a Rebbe. He says no, that there's another raya to that. He learns it out the same place Rebbe learns it out, the Tanya. Rebbe Omer, in etznad asur, ela kol etznan aba'ot lo ba'aveira. First of all, says Rebbe, the only time that an etznan is asur is when the etznan, it should say, ela etznan kol ha'arayot aba'ot lo ba'aveira. An etznan of an erva that he gets, that doesn't have any tzad, it's not an aveira. But one's own wife, you can't say doesn't have any tzad, that's not an avera. I mean, generally, he'd be allowed to sleep with his wife. But abel, it's not ishto, nida, if it's his own wife. Or, shenatam l'schar l'afka'ata. Or, you pay, basically, the woman not for her services, but for her lost wages. Or you have to pay the boss to let her leave the office for a while. Right? In other words, that's hafka'a from her current duties, or that she gives him shenatna lo betna no, all of that would be mutter. The Abba Bishen Raya Ladover, and here Rebbe explains, even though I cannot prove it absolutely, but there's a clear zecher Ladover in the Navi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes fun of Klal Yisrael, that you are so hard up that you actually pay these goyim to screw you. There's a vititech etnan. So what do you have to pay the Americans that they should destroy you? So you pay the Etnan only said they never give you anything. I said, you don't get saved. You don't get paid, you pay. And that's how important it is for you that the Goyim should like you and should help you and so on and so forth. And then you're questioning why it is that you're in the state that you're in. But meanwhile, what is the fuss again? But the Hila Hefer, you do everything backwards. So you see that's called backwards. That's not normal for a woman to have to pay a man. It's not normal. Only Jews can think of that kind of activity. So if it's Fatihila Hedrach, it means it's not what the Torah defines as Esna. Now, according to Rav, I mean, we said before that it's the Toeva comes to include, according to Levi, even Ishto Zonah. Rav said that Ishto Zonah is not included. So what does he do? What does the word Toeva mean, according to him? I Toeva Mayavidle. That, he says, I need to tell me something like Abaya. Because Abaya says that if the Zonah was a non-Jew, nonetheless, her Etnan is Asur. my timer. Ksiv acha to'eva, ksiv acham kikol asher yaseh mikol ha'to'evot ha'ele. You'll notice that the lashon of Parsha of Arayos is to'eva. The common denominator of all of the arayot that are listed is that in Kiddushin Tofsin, you cannot marry them if you try to marry them licitly. No kinyan ischal. You cannot acquire them for marriage. So bala halan arayot she'in kiddushim tofsim ba, just like the list of arayot in Vayikra, there's no kiddushin on these women. So here too, when it says to'avat Hashem ba'etzna nachnami, in kiddushim tofsim ba, there would be a woman that no kiddushin could be tofis on, and you cannot make a non-Jew, you cannot take her for a wife and acquire her. Therefore, she is included in the Iser Etzna as a Zona, even though she's not, technically speaking, an Erva, but she's in Kiddushin Tov Simba.
Because of the law.
Well, that's not clear. That's not clear. That's not Machlokas, but because of the lack of Tvisas Kiddushin. In other words, a sexual relationship which can never be consummated in this context
as a marriage
cannot be brought to the Mizbeach. That payment for such cannot be brought to the Mizbeach.
So Jewish harlot
is worse for the Mizbeach, I mean, except according to Abaye, even a non-Jew is included. The Jew will see whether there's an inclusion of a Jew from another reason. That's it. Yeah, that's in a moment. We're going to have a makos about it. We'll discuss this. So, in Kedusha Tov Simba, but none, the Kohen, Sheba Aleh, Ein Lo Kala Mishum Zona. However, surprisingly, a Kohen who sleeps with this non-Jewess, here he would not get Malkus for sleeping with a Zona, even though if he slept with a Jewish woman who had had relations with an Isser, the Kohuna, he would be over. My time of the Omer Kro, Lo Yechalel Zaro. Because in the context of the Yisurei Kuhuna, it says, and he shall not make his children desecrate his children. How would you say
Lechalel?
Profane his children. So, therefore, the Isser is dependent on having children that would be his. Since with a Goya, the children wouldn't be yours, technically. You wouldn't be Mechal them. They're just not yours. So Misha Zarom Yuchasacharav would only be where you have children that are called your own children in Halacha. Yatsa Ovedet Kochavim, but if he sleeps with a non-Jew, De'in Zarom Yuchasacharav, there, there would be no Isser. On the other hand, says Abaya, if a person pays a Jewish whore, her etnan would be mutter, by the same logic, as our president has pointed out. Zona Yisraelit, Etnana mutar matam. Why is that? Because kedushin art of simba, you could acquire her licitly. And interestingly enough, the opposite would be true lagavi a kohen. A kohen shibah le'adapka would be lo kamishum zona. Why? Tazaro miuchasacharav. In this case, his zera does follow him. Whereas Rava disagrees and he says echad zeh v'echad zeh. Etnana asur. I disagree with your analysis that only a non-Jewish zona asurs an esnan. Even a nice Jewish girl who's a zaina also asurs her esnan. And not only that, kohen habala would be loka mishum zaina, even though she's a goya. My time a yalfi mi'adari. We learn one sugya out from the other. So in the same way that the Torah defines Zaina in terms of the overall description of Zaina, the Kohen's also on such a Zaina. In the same way that the Kohen's Zaina includes the Israelis, Vadai, if we hadn't had the other Parsha, we learn how the other Parsha of Etzlan from the Kohen. And so therefore the Yalfim had it.
And a child would be Halal.
Of what?
The Kohen and the Zona.
A Jewish Zona.
Jewish Zona.
Yeah, that for sure. The question is, I mean, it's not Negev a child, but the Kohen would get Malkus on the non-Jewish side. Ma zona Yisraelit belav, ab zona avadat kochavim belav. So we know definitely a zona Yisrael is included in the Isra and the Kohen. So too is a zona who is a Goya included in the Isra and the Kohen, even though it says lo yechalel zaro. And just like the Esnan, zona avavadis kochavim is also, because there's no chalos kedushin, Afetnan zona Yisraelit asur, even though there is a possibility of chalot kedushin, meisvei. We ask on Abaya from the following brisa: erkat zona vodat kochavim, the erkat zona Israelit, et nanasur. Here it says beferush. Doesn't matter whether she's Jewish or non-Jewish. To yield to the Abaya, this seems to make Abaya untenable. I mean, it couldn't be clearer. Saying exactly what Rava says. Omar lecha Abaya. Now listen, this next sugya has become very confused in the Girsa. And I won't finish the whole thing today, but let's read the Girsa now according to the way the Gra reads it, Tosis as well. Omar lecha Abaya. Abaya will answer you by saying, skip now to one line up from the bottom of the Lishnah Frina. Kika Tani Ha. Ba'arayot she'en kedushin tofsim ba. It's talking about over here, dafka the arayot. We say epizona. You know what? I think probably the best thing is I'm going to wait until we can do the whole thing, because it's not only complex again in and of itself. The gears is mamish, very problematic.